I do have a couple of brief announcements. So number one, Course Creation Made Easy is now available. This is a course that will guide you through taking your concept and turning it into curriculum. Easy as F, ideal for spiritual entrepreneurs who are ready to express their mission through a course. It's a 6-module self-paced course that has 3 brand new modules and then 3 of the original course creation modules. There's also tutorials, including some new artificial intelligence tools, and I'll guide you through how to use those very easily as you build your course. The link's in the show notes. If you have any questions, reach out. Announcement number 2 is for the original course creation members. So anybody who bought any version of course creation over the last 4 years since it came out in 2019, remember when you bought it, it had access forever to all updates? You now have the updates that are in the new version as well. So if you haven't logged into the portal in some time, maybe you ebbed and flowed as we do in life and in business sometimes, and you've just been away or haven't created, and you're feeling that itch to get back in and create something new, log into the portal. If you need help, reach out to me. You can now access all of the new modules and the new tutorials as well. And then for both Course Creation Made Easy and any of the original Course Creation members, there's now an alumni study group. As a former member or current member of a course, you get access to the study group so that you can connect with other members, perhaps go through the old courses again together. Announcement number 3, I have private mentorship spots available. If you'd like to talk about what that looks like, working with me in a private capacity, there's a link in the show notes where you can apply for private mentorship, and I have packages that are customizable depending on your needs. So contact me and we'll see how I can help. Announcement number 4 is all about the Birthworker Retreat. So I am one of the co-facilitators of the Birthworker Retreat, January 22nd through the 24th of 2024 in Clearwater Beach, Florida. There's now a payment plan option available for the retreat if that was something that you've been looking into. Klarna provides the payment plan at checkout, and there's a Black Birthworker Scholarship. The application for the scholarship is linked in the show notes. If you have any questions about any of the above, you know where to find me. Hey friends, and welcome back. So I saw this conversation happening on social media this week, and I wanted to speak to it. The particular conversation that I'm hearing on these internet streets had to do with digital courses, online courses, and promises that certain digital course creators who teach you how to build a course are making. Quick recap of what the conversation looks like on social media is that there are a group of folks who sell programs and courses and teach you how to create courses, some of which are making promises of a certain amount of financial success in a certain number of days. Let's say, for example, 15 days or 5 days until you make your first $50,000 with your digital course or until you have financial freedom. And there's another group of folks who are calling it out for BS and feel like this is selling fake promises, false promises, and leading people on, and that the vast majority of people who create digital courses actually don't have success or that type of success in those number of days with that dollar amount. And I have a lot of thoughts on this. I feel like it's my job to take you to a deeper level of this conversation. Let's go there. Yes, I do believe that making certain promises in business is sketchy. The only kind of promises that I think are pretty fair to make are, I promise I'm going to show up. I promise I'm going to lead with my heart. I promise I'm not going to do you wrong. I promise I'm going to stand by my word. Those kind of promises. Promises that are on me as the service provider, as the business owner. Promises for your results and your outcome. That can be a little bit sketchy, but I find it to be a bit of a gray area. I don't want to throw the whole thing out because I also don't want us to limit ourselves based on the meaning we're assigning to the outcome or results from building a course, launching a course. So there's one word that I find particularly helpful and expansive, and that word is yet. If we add the word yet to a lot of these people's marketing lingo and to our language of how we describe the things that we're doing, the experiences we're having, whether or not something we're launching a course was a success or not, when you add the word yet, it removes the time frame limitations. It allows space for potentiality, for highest possibility, for magic, for miracles. And I believe in magic and I believe in miracles, and I don't believe in limiting myself based on a certain time frame. Perhaps the version of your digital course that is going to ultimately bring you whatever level of success you're looking for, whether that's financial success or a certain number of people you've helped or financial freedom that you're looking for, just hasn't occurred yet. And again, I find that adding that one word really turns this thought into a much more expansive experience rather than it being a very limiting experience. The original thought, if the first version, the first draft of the first course that you created flopped and wasn't a success, in the first version, it hasn't happened. I have not experienced financial freedom, or this course was not successful. That is a very limiting way to look at this experience and this part of your journey, as is the thought process that a few failed courses means that you wasted your time or that it didn't work. It's limiting. Let's walk through an example because I think it's really helpful to give context. My very first course that I put together a curriculum for, and I laid out a course structure. I set up my time frame of how long I wanted to do. I set up the pricing. I created a sales page. I set up a launch promo strategy. I did the whole thing. Very first time I did this, it was a total flop. You may have heard me talk about this before in different episodes or in different private containers we've been in together. Not a single purchase, zero. And I could have considered that a failure had I quit and walked away at that point. I could have said, this didn't work. This doesn't work. Digital courses as a tool for financial freedom is a sham and it doesn't work. But when I added in the word yet, it completely changed the way that I navigated that experience. It didn't work yet. This course wasn't successful yet. This course hasn't helped people yet. I'm not yet achieving financial freedom with this course. Then through a different lens, I was able to go back to my curriculum and adjust and try various ways to teach, to market, to bundle the same curriculum, testing different pieces of the overall strategy and structure. And that same curriculum went on to help over 250 families prepare for birth. So what if I would have quit? What if I would have thrown in the towel because that first version didn't work? Instead, it went on to help all these families. And when I went on to test out making it self-paced on demand, what happened was I created space for me to teach something else that lit me up. What came next, if you know my journey in entrepreneurship, was the original course creation program, which was originally designed for birth professionals. And that went on to help about 300 entrepreneurs build digital courses, birth professionals and others who ended up coming in because the content applied to others as well. And I found that doing that in that way, creating and setting courses to that on-demand self-paced style worked really well for me and for my audience. And it created space for me to birth new and exciting things over and over again. And now I've reached the point I consider myself a serial course creator. I love teaching. I love expressing myself through courses and helping my community with knowledge and courses. At this point, I have at least 10 comprehensive courses under my belt, and that's not including numerous webinars, workshops, mini pop-ups, etc. So if you have already taken your shot at creating and launching a digital course and it didn't quite go how you hoped it would go, I hope that this helps you to shift the way that you look at that and add the word yet and get back in the saddle. Because the thing about it is, the language that we use to describe our experience in whatever area of business or whatever other department of our life can either be limiting to our experience and feel like a limitation and feel like scarcity and feel low vibration, or it can feel expansive. It can feel like possibility. It can feel like potentiality. My advice is to be intentional with how you speak over your business, because it is creating your experience as an entrepreneur. And don't stop there at just being intentional with how you speak. Your beliefs and the meaning that you give to the experiences that you have, I encourage you not to just look at it at surface level, not just to look at it from the external outcomes that we are measuring how our business is doing based on the dollars that it's earning or the number of people that we're helping or how busy we are, how full our calendar is. I encourage you to go a little bit deeper and take into consideration all of the things that are happening underneath that. Because at surface level, it says that if something wasn't successful by society standards or whatever standards you're imposing on your own business, then it doesn't work. But I don't do surface level. I can't do surface level. I have to go deeper because it changes the way that I experience my life and my business. And I like it here. And I love this for me. I do believe that sometimes you have to experience a flop or a failure, which really isn't a failure. It's only a failure if you just give up and throw in the towel, right? But I do believe that sometimes you have to experience that as part of your journey. And in truth, I've learned just as much from my failures as I have from my successes. And at some point, can you apply this in other areas of your life where wherever you are right now, where you feel like you're successful at something, whatever that thing is, it may not be the course, it may be something else. Maybe you completed a degree at school, or you completed a certification and a training, or you have a certain family culture that you wanted to create in your home. So let's say you're considering some department of your life to be successful. Can you look back on the journey and notice all of the points where you fumbled, all of the stages and experiences and the steps getting you to that point where you dropped the ball, or something felt like a flop, or it felt like a failure. You tried something out and it really didn't work very well, but you didn't actually give up. You just continued to do it because it wasn't working yet. And now you can look back and you realize why you had to have that experience to get you to where you are today. And to go even deeper, I believe that our souls are choosing these experiences. And this is part of our journey. This is part of our unique soul's journey in having certain experiences in this lifetime. And can you trust in that? Can you trust in something bigger than your external markers of success or attaching to certain outcomes that you hoped you'd have by a certain day, like $50,000 of sales in 30 days or whatever arbitrary markers you're putting on your business? Can you trust that this is part of your journey, your soul's journey, and everything's happening exactly as it should? Add yet to the end of those statements, get back in the saddle and keep going. And then let's take this concept to a couple other categories outside of course creators, right? So look at artists. Do we tell artists who haven't made it yet that their investment in art school, acting school, or the time that they spend creating paintings or drawings or whatever their preferred medium is, that it's a waste of time or that they'll never make it? Do we tell them that they fail? And if you're a parent or if you're ever around children, do we tell children that just finished their first basketball season and maybe they didn't go to the playoffs? Do we tell them that that was a waste of their time, that that was a waste of our resources, of time, money, of all the things? No, we don't say that. If the artist enjoys making the art, if the little basketball player, soccer player, or gymnast enjoys whatever that thing is, we encourage them to keep going. We encourage them to continue. So why would entrepreneurship be any different? What is it that we are afraid of? Are we afraid of looking like a failure? Because I'm pretty sure that the people who we would consider successful, the multimillionaires or the people who have massive businesses and followings, I'm pretty sure they're not looking at us and calling us failures for having something that flopped. I'm pretty sure they have a lengthy list of failures themselves. I hope you enjoyed this little journey deeper into the conversation and that you add the word yet to all of the experiences in your life and your business that you feel like something hasn't happened for you the way that your mind expected that it would. Can you add the word yet and trust the journey that your soul is on? Have a great week, and I will talk to you soon.